I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, March 24th. The Quincy City Council has unanimously approved the purchase of new firefighter gear that the manufacturer says is free of so-called PFAS forever chemicals. Officials last night voted 9-0 in favor of the request for over $2.6 million to purchase two sets of gear for each of Quincy's 271 firefighters. A representative from the Milliken Company of South Carolina testified that their gear does not contain PFAS chemicals. The city is pursuing legal action against the manufacturer of the current gear that was marketed as being chemical-free, but that testing has shown does contain the forever chemicals. The city council reduced the requested 10-year bond to 5 years in an effort to save about $300,000 in interest payments. Now, the vote comes after the council last week voted 5-4 to keep the item in committee, with some councilors saying they had more questions about the purchase. Council President Ann Mahoney said the city should be able to make this purchase without borrowing the funds, pointing to the city's debt level. The fire department said the purchase was an emergency in order to equip firefighters with the safest gear available. The new gear is expected to be in Quincy within 6 to 8 weeks. Well, the owner of the now-defunct Success Real Estate in Marshfield is expected to change his plea in a criminal case next month. Realtor Stephen Webster was indicted on multiple charges, including embezzlement, witness intimidation, and publishing a false financial statement. He was accused of diverting $11 million out of accounts. He was indicted on September 12th and arrested in Palm Beach County, Florida on September 30th. Webster was subsequently returned to Massachusetts to face the charges. Court records show he is now scheduled for a change of plea hearing on April 1st. Webster's attorney previously said funds were shifted because he was, quote, trying to cover to make ends meet. She also said that Webster's medical issues contributed to the closing of the business. Last year, a group of real estate agents sued Success Real Estate, accusing Webster of suddenly closing the business without warning in December 2024. They also say their commission checks bounced. The lawsuits also allege that seven of the real estate agents are owed over $105,000 for commission checks dated between December 2nd, 2024 and December 9th, 2024. All of the money was supposed to be in an escrow account. Netflix star and Massachusetts native Emma Hernan is opening a new manufacturing facility with her family to keep up with the demand for her frozen food brand, Coast to Coast Kitchen. The 28,000-square-foot factory in Hingham will begin production in July and employ about 50 people. The facility will produce items for Coast to Coast, including frozen seafood bites like crab cakes and shrimp spring rolls, as well as products for brands owned by members of her family, like Yankee Trader Seafoods. Well, despite slightly lower interest rates, it's been a slow start to 2026 for single-family home sales in Massachusetts. Through the first 2 months of the year, more than 500 fewer homes have sold compared to the same period last year. Over 4,200 this year compared to about 4,700 in 2025, a drop of more than 10.5%, according to the Warren Group. Analysts there said that the 1,969 homes sold in February marked an 8% drop from a year earlier. With the number of homes sold down, the median price of those sales continues to climb from $580,000 as of the end of February 2025 to now a median price of $595,000 so far this year. That is an increase of 2.6%. The dynamic of severely limited inventory and always escalating prices has played a major role in driving up the cost of living in Massachusetts. State policymakers are counting on a 2024 housing production law to begin to chip away at what is projected to be a 220,000-plus housing unit shortage by 2030. Governor Healey said in December that the state so far started or built 100,000 homes. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu is looking to revamp Faneuil Hall. The downtown staple has become a must-see site for visitors and tourists, but has fallen off when it comes to locals. Wu says it's time to change that. Assembling a panel of advisors, Wu is hoping to breathe new life into the historic cobblestone streets and make Faneuil part of a broader effort to pivot downtown into a post-COVID reality. Some think Wu is missing the point, though. Reverend Kevin Peterson with New Democracy Coalition is calling for the renaming of Faneuil Hall due to Peter Faneuil's history with the slave trade. During the panel's workshop yesterday, the mayor described how difficult it would be to change the name of Faneuil Hall. While that deeper debate remains, Wu is focused on how Faneuil Hall fits into Boston's future, anxiously awaiting the next steps. The panel will meet through next Tuesday and then provide recommendations to Wu on how Faneuil Hall could be brought into the overall downtown plan. A check of business news this morning, and stocks rebounded. The Dow is up 631 points. The NASDAQ rose 299, and the S&P is up 74. Global stocks also rebounded in a mood of cautious relief after President Trump said that the United States has talked with Iran about a possible end of the war. The dollar rose, the euro is down, oil at just over $100 a barrel. In sports, the Bruins host Toronto tonight at 7. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service. Partly cloudy, high of 46. For tonight, a few clouds, low of 29. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, high 53. Scattered showers on Thursday, high of 63. And more showers Friday, high 54. Out on the water, waves about 1 to 2 feet. Winds north, 10 to 15, become southeast 5 to 10 knots, and a high tide 4:32 p.m. Sunrise 6:40, sets at 7 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, March 24th.